Okay, today's Gemara is Arachin Daf Yud. Arachin Daf Yud. And this is a halachic Gemara, being that it is Erev Rosh Hashanah. We will talk about one of the halachas of Rosh Hashanah. This is the Gemara about Hallel. What are the days that we say Hallel? Says the Gemara, there are 18 days. Shmona Asar Yamim Sheyachad Gomer Ben Asahalel. There are 18 days that the Yachid says Hallel, full Hallel. The halacha to say Hallel. Machlokas, whether it's a Din Daraisa or a Din Darabanan. The Rambam says it's all the Rabbanan. The Ramban says maybe it's a Daraisa. 18 days, Shmonas Yimei Achag, 8 days of Sukkah, Shmonas Yimei Chanukah, the 8 days of Chanukah, Yom Tov Arishon Shal Pesach, Yom Tov Shal Atzeres, the first day of Pesach, and the Shavuos. Ubagola, and in Galus, and Chutz Laaretz, 21 days, you add on a day to Sukkah, and Pesach and Shavuos. Says the Gemara now, going through each day that you don't say Hallel. Maishna bechag da amrina kol yoma. Why on Sukkot do we say every single day? Well, Maishna bepesach delo amrina. Why we only say half Hallel on the rest of the days of Pesach, which is a reflection that it's not the real Hallel. It might be a din d'rabbanan, might be a minug, but a din d'rabbanan, let's assume. So what's the difference between Sukkot and Pesach? Kol yoma. So the Gemara answers, dechag chalukim mekarbon osein. Sukkot, there's a separate carbon. Each day is a different carbon musaf, which reflects a unique, independent kedushas hayom, and that's mechayev halal. To Pesach, ain chalukim mekarbon osein. Pesach, no, the same carbon every single day. It's one big kedushas hayom, and therefore there's no full halal. Says the Gemara, Shabbos the chalukim mekarbon osein leimas. What about Shabbos? If the ingredient is unique carbon, Shabbos has a unique carbon. Why don't we say halal on Shabbos? Lo ikri moed. No, it has to also be called a moed. Two ingredients, moed and special carbon. Says the Gemara, Rosh Chodesh, de'ikri moed lame. What about Rosh Chodesh? Rosh Chodesh is called a moed, and it has a special carbon. Why don't you say halal? We say half halal, which is a minog, but we don't, the machlokas, whether you can say a bracha on that, but that's a minog. The din of halal is not on Rosh Chodesh, so why not? Lo ikdish ba'asiyas malacha. There's no Isser Malacha. It's not sanctified through an Isser Malacha. Dechsev ashir yelachem kalelis kadesh chag. When do you say Shira? When there's a Kedusha. Laila ha'mekudesh l'chag to'an Shira. V'shem mekudesh l'chag ain't to'an Shira. So there is no Hallel on Rosh Chodesh because there's no Isser Malacha. So we have three ingredients. Isser Malacha, Moed, and unique carbon. Says the Gemara, Rosh Hashanah v'yom ha'kipurim, de'ikri Moed, de'ikdish pasiyas malacha lema. Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, why don't we say Hallel? It has all three ingredients. Mishum de Rebbe Avahu. De Amr Rebbe Avahu. Amr Malachi Ashori Slavanei Kodesh Baruch Hu. The angels asked this question to Hashem. Where's the Hallel? Ribbono Shel Olam. Mipnei Ma Ein Yisrael Omrim Shira Lefanecha. Rosh Hashanah of Yom Kippurim. Where's the Hallel? Shouldn't they? There's a Yontif. It has all the ingredients. Amar Lohen says Hashem. No, it's inappropriate. After Melech Yosef Akisei Din, the Sefer Chaim, the Sefer Mesim Suchan Lefanav, the Yisolomim Shira Lefanai. Is it appropriate that the king is sitting on the throne of Din and the books of life and death are open? They're going to sing Shira. Is that the best way? Is that the most appropriate? They're going to try to butter me up. They're going to try to wait. No, do tshuva. It's not a day of praising me. It's different than Malchus. Different than Malchus. Shira is not Malchus. Hallel is not Malchus. It's a different idea. But either way, so it's not appropriate. How do you understand it's not appropriate? The Rambam has a formulation in Hilchas Chanukah that it's not days of Simcha Yisera. There are days of Simcha, but not Simcha Yisera. Not enough to be Mechayev Hallel. So that's why Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur do not get Hallel, even though it has unique carbon, Moed, and Ikdash Pasiyas Malacha. The Gemara continues, what about Chanukah? V'Chanukah delo hachi v'lo hachi v'kamar. Chanukah gets, and it doesn't have any of these ingredients. Says the Gemara, that's a different type of Hallel. Mishum Nisa. That's because of the nes. So that's a different machayev. It's not because of the kedushas hayom, but it's because of the nes that occurred. Says the Gemara, okay, what about Purim? Te'ika nisa lema, what about Purim? Purim had a nes, so why don't we say hal on Purim? So the Gemara has three famous answers. Rabbi Yitzchak, ein omer hal shira al nesha b'chutz laretz. It happened in chutz laretz, and therefore you don't say halal on that. Unlike Pesach, even though it happened in chutz laretz, but that was before they came in. Rav Nachman Amar famously, kriyasa zuhi al elya. We do say halal. The Megillah is the Hallel. But, as Rav Huttner explains, just like the Nes was hidden, so too the Hallel was hidden. And that's why we say a hidden Hallel, to recognize the hidden Nes. And Rava Amar, Bishlama Hasam Avde Allahu Avde Hashem, Allahu Avde Paro. In Mitzrayim, we became Avde Paro. We were Avde Paro, we became Avde Hashem. Hach, Allahu Avde Hashem, Allahu Avde Achashverosh. Akadia Avde Achashverosh Anon. It wasn't happily ever after. We were still Avde Achashverosh. It wasn't a complete Ke'ula. And therefore, Hallel was not appropriate. Either way, these are the rules and regulations of Hallel, Arachin Daf Yud, included in there is Rosh Hashanah. Have a great day.